I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year, and you know you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious Salted Caramel Whey Protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySubs.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySubs.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySubs.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout, and we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySubs.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess or like, if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy, but not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
Cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Right. So I want to start off with the last segment on SmackDown, which is The Rock and the Fallout and everything. But what's lost in that segment is okay, bro, you know how like we talk about like when you get the mic, remember how like when we talk about how Swerve got popular because he tortured Adam Page on the mic, like just cut, bro, when you can crucify somebody on the mic,
right?
It's just, you know, people just like, well, wow, I want to hear this guy again, right?
Right.
And what's lost in the WWE over the past like 10 years is how good Roman can be on the mic sometimes,
right?
Okay, bro, this is funny because I found this clip because somebody put this to music, okay. Roman ethered Seth Rollins. And like, well, what he did to Seth Rollins here is like, I don't know how many people cook for a living. Okay. But when you want to roast vegetables, okay, you set the oven to 450 degrees. You put the vegetables in there and you let them sit for 20 to 25 minutes. You take them out and you got roasted vegetables. They're delicious, right? What Roman did to Seth Rollins here is he set the oven to 500.
Wait a minute.
Put Seth Rollins in the oven and cooked him for like 4 hours.
this is what I also think he did to him. I think he stuck a skewer up his ass, and you know that rotisserie chicken?
I just kept plugging right. him for temperature and see what the temperature was. He was stabbing him, right? So this guy, whatever this site is, public whatever, the guy put this to music,
right?
And the music is perfect, okay? So, Joe, just play this. This was a classic promo, which is forgotten in the big picture of how good this was because of what happened after The Rock and the Fallout. Okay, right. go ahead and start with it.
My little brother, Seth Rollins. Exactly, no pop.
Wait a minute.
He said he's got the title. The title. So I had to think about it. I'm like... Didn't I beat everybody competing for that title? Doesn't that make all them my number twos? Shouldn't we call that the loser bracket title? And then he had the audacity to say that he was the guy. You can't be running around here for 2 years in your wife's clothes and say you're the guy.
That's great. Bro, stop it for a second, Joe.
He's a workhorse. But
plus, the best part is Paulie's facials.
Right. And they're on his face.
Right. It's incredible. And Solo's just always.
Never been
right,
character.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Right. It's so great. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
3 months in, he broke his back trying to carry that show. Do workhorses walk like this?
Look at Paulie.
Hell no. And then he wants to attack my schedule? Oh, come on. This is simple. I work less than you. Yes, that's true. Actually, I work like 10 times less than you. And I still make 10 times more than you. So I'll ask y'all. You want Seth Rollins money? Or tribal chief money.
They put their fingers up, Stacey.
But see, Cody, he's an idiot. He's got values and all that crap. He don't really care about the money, I don't think. So I'm going to break it down to him very simple. This is simple math here. Cody, I'm not going to beg you like the other guy. You can either be the very best number two in this industry, or you can take a crack at number one again. It's your choice.
Do you like it with a little the music in the back? Yeah.
That was great.
If the music would have been live, it would have been better, right?
Yeah.
Right. Bro, that was an evisceration.
Yeah.
And you could tell that Seth on Monday, did you watch Raw, Conan?
Yeah.
He was like, "What? Oh, that was a pop." Like when he got a pop, he was like, "He had an address." Like, yeah, right. That was like I said, that promo right there ain't good enough to make.
And let me tell you something. Yeah. We're not gonna talk about it now, but that in ring between him and I think it was Cody,
mm-hmm.
and then Drew came out. Right? I didn't think it was that good compared to what I saw.
No, compared to that, but what? What it did was Cody still hasn't said anything yet.
Right. I understand.
He was about to say something.
And
bro, yeah. they're playing this so perfectly because right. I guarantee it. Like, I don't know what, Joe, go look. The ratings should be out. I'm imagining Raw did a monster number last night because what the whole thing with the Cody stuff and Rock and everything, it generated an emotional response from the Cody fans. Cody's fans were literally upset for a shoot emotionally at what happened.
Right.
And they did. And like, we'll still want to talk about this. Okay. Cause we'll just talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not up yet. It should be up. Really?
Well, I'm checking. I looked at WrestleNomics. Now I'm checking elsewhere.
Go look elsewhere. Okay. Because the thing is, and like, you know, to me, this is like, I have a theory on this. Code. I don't know. I'm going to give my take and I want you to hear your
right.
take. I was surprised at the outrage, okay, that people were just like, we want Cody, and just shitting on The Rock. And I was like thinking, like, Jesus Christ, like, really? It's like, dude, like, The Rock has been on TV like three times in the past like 2 months and has gotten massive pops every time. Like, he's an icon. The guy's like the number one guy in Hollywood, worth a fortune. He's arguably one of the most legendary performers in the history of the WWE. The guy's a legend, right? And the Roman Rock match has literally been on the table for like at least 2 years since this Bloodline story started 3 years ago. Okay, it's been like everybody's been pointing like this has to be the thing. This has to wait. And like now that when it was presented, like, well, let's face the facts. Like, you've been in Conan. How many shows have, like, let me ask you a question just off the top of your head. I can tell you, for me, I've been in the booking meeting of probably 100, at least 100 shows, where I've sat in a room with either Vince and Ed and Terry Taylor or Vince, Jeff Jarrett, and Dutch and stuff. Like, I've been in 100 booking meetings, at least, like maybe more, okay? And when you're presented with unforeseen circumstance, like, you know, the Vince thing happened, which Brock Lesnar was collateral damage to that, so Brock Lesnar, because of the public perception, had to be taken out of the picture for WrestleMania. Punk, who was one of the two favorites to win the Royal Rumble. He lost the Royal Rumble, but he was going to be in a very prominent match, probably the second night WrestleMania main event with Seth Rollins. He got hurt. He's off the table. Okay? Being in that meeting, when you're now looking at your WrestleMania two nights, like, WrestleMania is not a one-night show anymore where you can just put Rocky, Roman, and Cody on, right? Now it's two nights. You need a main event for the second night. You've got Roman and Cody, but you don't have a second night main event. And you're thinking like, well, shit, we've got this, we got The Rock here. We've got Rock and Roman on the table. Okay, we were telling a story with Roman and Seth, or excuse me, Cody and Seth. Okay, what do we do here? And The Rock is like, well, shit, let's just do me and Roman. And I thought people would be completely satisfied with that because that's a match people from our generation have been looking forward to for a while because we grew up with The Rock, right? We know The Rock, right? And Cody can be, you know, the whole thing. Cody has let's finish the story. All right, we can finish the story, but there's no time limit on that. Like, your story, we know where it's going to end. And like the fact that, like, you know, it was pointing towards this WrestleMania, but seriously, you know, honestly, you're running it back from last year's WrestleMania. This is a rematch.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know, a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitzed aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are piña colada and grape. So get Blitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
But the fact that, like, so many people were outraged that, like, Cody is getting, you know, knocked out of the main event for The Rock is, like, I think it's a generational thing, right? And then remember we talked about when Eric was on this show with us, and a lot of the polarization of professional wrestling these days is the, like, the new cats, like, these guys, like, you know, like the younger guys, and they look at guys like, so specifically even guys like us, because we're prominent figures in the wrestling discussion. Me, you, Bischoff, Cornette,
me,
Russo, Bully Ray, like we're kind of like the old hat guys, like the way that's what the new school people refer to us as. But we know, like, the history of, like, what, you know, what we performed it. We performed during the biggest era in professional wrestling, very successful. The Rock was a big part of that. Hogan was a big part of that. Macho, Piper, you know, like everybody, right? So when you can have a generational match like this with The Rock against Roman, our generation is looking at that as like, you know, wow, this, you know, this, I'm all in on that. But these younger cats, like this Gen Z fan base that never really watched the mid-90s, they're looking at this as like, well, you know, they don't care. And I'm like, what we're seeing now is a division in fan bases where, like, the older fan base wants to see Rock versus Roman. The younger fan base, because they're this young Gen Z, they're always this younger generation is always like the victims. Cody's a victim. You know, he's getting screwed, and they're outraged and they're very vocal about it. Okay. And I just think it's a division where you have a vocal part of the audience is emotionally invested because they think Cody got screwed. And they have people like us are like, I want to see The Rock versus Roman. Like, you know, like, I want that match to happen eventually. Rock's not getting any younger. And I think that's like now you have to navigate that with the fan base. But it's created tremendous interest in the product. Even though they were hot before, now it's even hotter. That's the way I look at it. What's your take?
You know, it's just weird to me, like our boy who will be on here this week, maybe we can ask him about it, how Conrad, right?
Right.
Like, he really went all in. I was like, really, Conrad? And then...
But he's friends with Cody, though.
Right. Okay. And then...
Personal friends with
Cody. Right. And then I saw this clip of David LaGreca, and I don't know if he did it or he's about to do it. He was going to do a rally in New York. I'm like, what? I mean, you rally for, like, you know... Fucking
wrestling?
Yeah, for, yeah, I don't get rushed out of the war or some shit like that. I can't know. He's gonna start a rally. Okay. But wait a minute.
Like, you know,
bro, you guys are old school fans. What are you getting worked up about? Look, to me, the problem with the young generation is they're not looking at business. They're looking at a match that they want to see. The owners of WWE have stockholders and, you know, and they want to make as much money as possible. As great a story as Cody and Roman is, you're going to get that WrestleMania coverage anyways. But The Rock brings it to another level, bro.
Because
everybody knows The Rock. Not everybody knows Cody. And so you can still do... And, you know, last year they thought they had him. This year they weren't sure. Now they do. Bro, and he's come on a couple times already, like four times. Right. Still good on the mic. Still blows it off. Still charismatic. Still looks good. You know what I'm saying? They are bloodline. There's a good story in there. Let's finish this shit. And you can continue with Cody. What's the big fucking rush?
Well, let me tell you. I'll give you the Twitter/nerdy right. fan. Here's right. what it is. Rock's not exactly beloved in that section of the fandom. Right now, when he shows up, he gets a huge pop because you're there live. You're like, oh, shit, I got to see The Rock. He's not meddling. When he comes in and it sees, like, he's meddling with the stories in the card, people get pissed. And he's had some bad press recently where he was trying to take over the DCEU and failed, and they rebooted it. You know, Black Adam wasn't a hit. He went back to
fantasy. Okay, let me just say something about Black Adam. Black Adam was not that great of a movie because I watched it on the airplane. It wasn't good about that. Okay. Mm. But if you look they didn't lose money. That movie did not lose money. You can look it up right now. And the other thing is that this is the, who's a bigger superstar in the in movie than The Rock?
Cody? I tweeted this or posted this on X.
Right.
I was still tweeting. So let me finish.
But no, I'm just answering Conan. It says here that the movie lost 50 to 100 million in its theatrical run. Some say sub 400 million worldwide means it will lose roughly 100 million.
Yeah, they didn't lose. Bro, go to.
Conan for misinformation.
No.
Well, I know Rock has come out and thrown cold water in that and said, no, with these analytics.
Okay, no. Go to Wikipedia, okay? Mm-hmm. And almost at the bottom on the right-hand side, it's like a blue shading.
Okay.
It'll say projected and how much they actually made.
Because here's the point. This is what people don't realize about WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay? WrestleMania, always, the metrics go up for WrestleMania every year because people, like, there's still fans that have been watching wrestling for years and years and years and years that do not watch the shows every week anymore. They keep in tune, they see the clips and stuff, but come WrestleMania season, there still are a lot of fans that will gravitate towards the product because they've always watched WrestleMania. Like, you know, that's their like yearly vacation, their habit sometimes for some fans. They go to WrestleMania every year, but they may not even be like regular viewers of the show anymore. So when you have WrestleMania, your Super Bowl, you want to draw as many people outside the bubble that don't watch a show anymore to the product because it's going to, like, everybody in the bubble is going to watch WrestleMania. They're invested in already. Like, your regular viewers, nobody's going to not watch WrestleMania because Cody's not in the main event. They're all still going to watch it. You're trying to draw people from out, you know, the casual viewers that don't watch it regularly, get as many of them invested in the product as you can. Bro, The Rock, okay, from a social imprint, okay, on his imprint on society, the guy's got 396 million Instagram followers, 17 million Twitter followers. Cody has 1.3 and 1.6. Yes, he's popular in the bubble, the current storylines of people, but bro, you bring The Rock into the picture for WrestleMania as a business person that is invested in the TKO people are saying, like, yes, Rock, do WrestleMania. We've invested a lot of money in this product.
Well, it was supposedly his idea and his call too, though.
But I'm just saying, but he's on the board.
Okay, even if it was, Joe, and we don't even know if that to be true, but even if it was, big fucking deal, bro. Right. He's earned the right. He's earned the fucking right. He's The Rock, bro.
And from a business standpoint, it's a very good call.
Well, who gives a shit about the wrestling fans? You can find just as many that like it that don't. Who's right? It's a business decision at the end of the day.
Right.
And that's not going to be a bad match, and the angle won't be bad.
What about these optics? Like Disco's saying, we'll get more eyeballs, we'll have the most eyeballs. All right, so we'll have the most eyeballs. What if the most eyeballs are watching your main event get booed out of the major stadium?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Bro, like you said.
Didn't we see him get booed against Hogan?
Joe, the money.
I'm not saying booed like, it was I'm saying food, like, this Joe, stinks. This sucks.
Money,
end it. That kind of
money
thing.
Is drawn before the match takes place. You're
well,
just strong
because it's WrestleMania anyway, though.
As a promoter, you do not give a rat's ass. You just want, if it's negative engagement, positive engagement. If it's engagement, that's all you care about because people are engaged.
And they're talking about the product, good or bad.
If people want to spend money to boo The Rock and shit on them on social media and say, fine, we watch it. If you're the owner of the company and you're like doing this from a promoter standpoint and from a business standpoint, you want as many people invested in the story as you can, negative and positive. Because what it does is it creates more division, stuff. It creates controversy, creates cash. Eric Bischoff said it, and it's true. You can't argue with it, okay? It's like it's a proven theory. So if everybody just says, like, well, you're being unfair to Cody, all right? Well, Cody's going to make a pretty penny out of this, okay? He's not going to be financially, you know, hindered. Him personally is going to come out of this fine, but there's enough people out there over the years that have been fans of this product and invested in it for 30-something years that want to see The Rock versus Roman. And, like, I'm not going to have a bunch of freaking internet mark nerds try to shit on that and take it away from those people because they think they know better. And the one thing is the fans don't know better. Okay, bro, I can't wait for these, the numbers of these shows, of the Raws and the SmackDowns leading up, they're going to be exponentially better than they have been. Okay, because this internet mark community and the mark podcasters and stuff are complaining.
I bet they're the same.
They've created, you think they're going to be the same?
I bet they'll be the same, yeah.
How much?
I don't know, $100. I bet they're the same compared to last year, is what I'm saying.
When was the last year? No, I was going to say, go look. I right off the bat, bro, did you see what the number was Friday and the thing for SmackDown?
Not yet, nah.
Okay, the Friday night segment with The Rock and with Roman and something.
Yeah, the tremendous numbers.
2.6, almost 2.7 million, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now coming off of that, you have way more interest. Trust me. The metric.
I'm going to be on that Conrad LaGreca side where I'm just going to shit on everything with this. which is good for the.
You just have a reason. You just can't shit on it. Just
no, I let me put it this way. Personally, it doesn't matter to me what the main event was. Like, but I see what people's complaints are when you're in the bubble that, this guy's coming from the outside. This isn't what we were building to and blah, blah, blah.
The outside, he helped build that fucking place. SmackDown was named after him saying, Elaine SmackDown.
Within these stories.
The Rock.
Right.
Yeah.
The Rock has been invested in the WWE storylines.
People don't see him as like a home guy anymore. They see him as an outsider.
Okay, well, that's, some people do.
Right.
Okay, but there's a percentage of fans that do. And that percentage of fans, because they're like, they don't understand business, are going to scream at the promotion, we don't want this and something. While the people that want it are going to be like, sit back up. All right. Well, you guys are complaining and something. You're not going to ruin it for us. We'll still watch it. And that's what happens when you're from the promoter's perspective. Okay. You have to do The Rock versus Roman right now. And plus, too, the fact it's created so much controversy. And keep driving the country. Bro, nobody's going to turn this off. People that are willing to complain get even more invested.
And I hope it's good. I'm not saying that I want it to. I hope it's good. I do.
Bro, it's going to be a very toxic atmosphere in Philly.
Big time.
They're going to be booing. We don't know what the atmosphere is going to be. We didn't know what the atmosphere is going to be for Rock versus Hogan. Like, who would have thought that the Rock versus Hogan reaction was going to be like it was? You never know. And the fact is that we don't know exactly how it's going to be creates interest. Controversy creates cash, and that's what when you own the company, that's what you want. As many people and eyeballs on it as you can to generate interest in the product.
And like let's not forget. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
Go ahead. What's your take?
The optics on it are good because... Man,
but that's your optics.
No, I'm saying they quieted down the other talk about WWE recently with the whole Vince thing.
I don't think that was an intention because Russo was on this rant this is a shut up everybody about Vince McMahon. I'm like, dude, they're gonna be doing a press conference on Thursday with all the mainstream media there in the middle of Super Bowl week because the Super Bowl's here in Vegas. They're going right into the heart of all the media, like. You don't think they're going to be asking about this? Vince? It's like, it's literally bringing more attention to Vince McMahon from because the mainstream media is going to be there and like, they're going to try to put their spin on it. It's not like the dirt cheap people. So it's created a tremendous amount of interest. The Rock is one of the most popular people on the planet Earth. He's been injected in the story in WrestleMania and the smart mark community and the dirt cheap guys and the smart mark podcasters are all trying to shit on us.
Yeah, but like I said before, Disco, he's a legend in WWE, even if people see him as an outsider, right? He's still coming back. He doesn't have to. And bro, he's actually blood with fucking Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Any of that into that, this might be the last time we see The Rock ever in WWE, okay? Cody's still got some years. What's the big
I think Rock's going to win the belt.
Because here's they might not even wrestle for the belt.
That's true. Wrestle,
like for another, like the head of the tribe or something, like whatever.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: as a wrestling fan, you're also kind of mad because you think that let's finish a story. I know the finish to the story, and I want to pop when the story is finished, and I knew what the finish was.
Yeah.
You don't know what the finish is to the Rock and Roman story here. And I think people are upset kind of also that they don't know what's going to happen in that because they know what's going to happen if Roman wrestles Cody.
They knew last year.
Well, they know what's going to happen this year because it's kind of obvious. So now what they're doing is you're throwing a curveball They're not giving the fans the obvious finish. And I think, and that I think is creating more interest. And like the ratings, bro, let's be honest. If The Rock had never come on TV, what do you think the ratings would have been going into WrestleMania? Same as previous.
Yeah.
Same as,
yeah.
You know, so it's the same. It would have been the same.
Mm-hmm.
With this story now that's generated organically, tremendous more interest. I mean, in my opinion, and I don't think you can even argue with it, you know?
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.